was a cocky child.
Boy, they are.
But that still seems inconsiderate. Going twice for a mock the price, say.
Apologetics with an X is on the air and in cyberspace, flying through with another week's worth of parodies with a group that does it oh so well, Apologetics. I'm Jerry Q, and with me each week is the lyricist, lead singer of the band, Mr. Jay Jackson.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. We're really looking forward to today's show. We got some new music for you, some old music for you. Well, the parodies are parodies of songs that have been around for a while, but we think you're going to enjoy it. We start off today with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Asperity of Venus by Bananarama, their remake of the old Shocking Blues song. Then we had Change Your Tone. That's a parody of Danger Zone from Kenny Loggins from the Top Gun soundtrack. And Bought by the Egyptians, a parody of Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles. And this next set that's coming up, we have Keep Your Ham to Yourself, a parody of Keep Your Hands to Yourself by the Georgia Satellites. Talk Daily to Me, a parody of Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. And Want It Dead or Alive, a parody of Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. And I got to say, these last three songs were all songs that I sang in their original form back in 1987 in my very last band before I became a born-again Christian.
Sausage, tenderloin, bacon, green ham and eggs, or eat some pork chops. How about some plain old ribs? Always no honky, no biggie. You know it's in Leviticus. My honey, my baby, don't put my lunch upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no swine and keep your ham to yourself. I still feel it tastes great. That's when she told me the pure meats were poultry, fish, sheep, and cow. And said no hoggy, no biggie, food you get from any sow. swine and keep your ham to yourself. Keep your ham to yourself.
X-Files, folks, the truth is out there. You just got to decide whether you want it dead or alive.
not face the fact that you best prepare for that judgment. Oh, you've had a million chances, so don't drop the ball. Find another one, or you will want to die. Do you want it? Dead or alive? Find another one. You got the right to decide. Do you want it?
Want it?
Dead or alive? Get it right.
Get it right.
Dead or alive? Late, so don't procrastinate. The people who wait.
Want to keep up with the band you hear each week here on This Connection? Well, Jay, you've got that gratification via social media.
Yes, we do. You can go see it. Follow us on Facebook. You can see it. Just remember to spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. Go to our website. Just remember to spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. You can also, you know, find our stuff on YouTube, Amazon, MP3, Spotify. Just remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. Now, this next set, we're going to fast forward to the year 2001, and we have a parody of Smooth Criminal, originally done by Michael Jackson, and redone as a rock hit by Alien Ant Farm. And our parody is called Smooth Grandmama, a very popular parody of ours. Then we have Drops of Jupiter by Train, redone as Drop of Lucifer, about the fall of Satan. Then we have It's Not Eden, another beloved parody, one of my favorites from our early days, parody of Superman, It's Not Easy by Five for Fighting.
Turn of the way. saying the truth. He's living like a king and he talks like a two. Yeah, 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 yeah. So tell me, are you sad you crossed the sun? Did you fake it so the millions may believe your light's not fading and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall like a shooting star? Wonder you'll be burning in fire. I'm glad you missed me while you were booking your hotel down there.
Maybe just dirt,
what she conceives. Even we may have our rights redeemed, but it's not easy to be with Eve. Told us get away. Anything. I can't stand to fight. I'm not mad at Eve. Men weren't meant for pride. It clouds the things they need. I'm only a man, but still you said she'd be pregnant.
Are you enjoying today's Apologetics for the Next Show? Want to hear it again? How about I promise you a whole year's worth of Apologetics for the Next with one convenient binge load site. You like the idea? Where our flagship station has it all, the episodes lined up for you. Venture on over to angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com, and click on the Apologetics icon.
That's right. Don't miss the chance to be in the vault. We promise not to keep you locked in there. You can leave at any time, but we have a feeling you'll want to stay. These next songs are In the End by Linkin Park, redone as Corinthians. The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, redone as The Spittle, talking about all the times Jesus used spit to heal, and there's more times than you might imagine. And then we have Complicated by Avril Lavigne, redone as Confiscated.
I don't know why you didn't read the letter our Lord supplied. With that in mind, I revise this rhyme to explain to you guys all I know. Love is a powerful thing. Watch the fly guys with the Benjamin sing. Watch the countdown that the MTV plays. I got ticked by the way. It's so unreal. Britney and Jennifer Lowe. Watch the wardrobe look like a window. Trying to hold on to itty bitty clothes you pasted them on. This is not true love. I guess everything's a hybrid. Things polite, doesn't like to fight, it denies itself while it tries. No harm, fire the faith and philosophy, acting like I was smarter than Socrates, and every language and tongue and prophecy, I could die and not go. If at the stake they burned me, or I could have given every dime to many more. Love's like and threw me back then, buddy Paul wrote that to Corinthians. And bears everything besides, believes and hope divides, that Paul fell asmart. Love, he said to me, will essentially keep no memory. Yeah.
righteous though. Failure is the only one thing it can't know. The things that last are few. Things like faith and love and hope. From all these, there's only one thing you need most. You try so hard, but love so far.
Tell me why'd you have to go and make things so tough for David? over from the south. Guess what? He fights for someone else. David's army's with the enemy. But wait and see. Map out where he strikes and goes. They fought only Israel's foes. Truth told, David's fooling everyone. But when they're done, somebody else has been where they dwell. Took all that they had and moved on with that. Describe David's troops, it looks like a new to me.
Well, we're about to put the wraps on another Apologetics for the next show, but before we go, Jay, how about letting us in on a couple of new parodies that you've got for the fans?
Yes, we have two brand new ones for you today. We got one, and both of these songs were kind of cusp hits. In other words, they were hits in parts of 2 years, okay? We have Get the Party Started by Pink was the end of 2001 going into 2002. So our previous two sets were hits from 2001 and then hits from 2002. And our last song today, You Can Call Weird Al, is a parody of You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, which was a hit and, well, was released as a single in 1986, didn't do so well. Then in 1987, had that nice video with Chevy Chase and Paul Simon, became a big hit. And so our first two sets today were from 1986 and 1987. And that, my friends, is the Methodist to our madness.
After daylight, everybody's waiting, but he could revive. Samson's kind. talks down to me. He says, why are your songs not original? Why are my songs not original? Question my life is so hard. I see a golden opportunity. I wrote a song of redemption. Don't want to send up a bar tune with a cartoon savior. Go deeper, go deeper. God sent me new life. Found a way through my welded door. It was fearful and tearful, and guess he must have waited for me, you know. I don't find his love elusive anymore. And if you feel I'm bad at art, I can play along and not scowl. But I can call these parodies, and baby, if you doubt me, you can call Weird Al. Man talks down to me, he says, why'd you write a song of redemption? Cause I'm sure there's a plan of redemption, and no one's righteous, no one. Therefore I write these parodies, whatever I might hear, spoofing at full throttle. Now if I wrote marvelous songs, songs, these folks might doubt me anyway. Some holy roller in a fact-based world. All along, along, there was information I presented. There were hints about salvation. If you feel I'm not an artist, I can feel you're wrong, but smile. I can call these parodies. Baby, if you doubt me, you can call.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.